This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If God knows the future, why aren't people already in paradise?
Al-Maghrib presents Q&A with Suleiman Hani.
The way that we usually approach this question is by ensuring that the one who's asking recognizes that there is a difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge of the future and your free will, your ability to choose. You have the ability right now to stop watching this video. You have that choice. You have the ability maybe to stand or to sit or do anything else. You have choice, and you recognize that because you make choices every day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be a witness to those choices yourself. Because if somebody started off in paradise, they're probably not going to complain. But if somebody started off in the hellfire, they're going to say, I don't remember doing all that.
So the question then is, like, how do you reconcile the idea between, all right, so I have to make choices, but Allah knows what my choices are, so what's the point?
The point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you free will, and that's your test. We were created for the test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The one who created death and life in order to test you. So giving us free will, the ability to choose, is that test. Therefore, we also know that we're not forced to do anything. Allah knowing what you're going to do is a separate matter. That's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim. But He does not force you to make the decisions that you're making today. And you know this because right now you can do whatever you want, right? You choose to believe or disbelieve, to work towards paradise or the hellfire.